late. Got to have that VIP access. Oh, man, it's a great atmosphere. And it was just great being back out there. You know, we talk about opening the gates, and I think it was just, you know, a great job by the guys today just coming out, flying around. But the fans, you know, they deserve this the most. And it was great to be able to just go out there and play in front of them. And, you know, today was unbelievable. But I just can't imagine what it's going to be like in this Sunday night football game against the Packers. So, you know, it was a great atmosphere, great environment, and can't wait to get back here next week and play here all year long. You know, it was just great execution right there. Understand the situation. We're in a two-minute situation. And the biggest thing that we did was we had timeouts. You know, we didn't waste our timeouts in the first quarter with, you know, whether it's delay a game or close to delay a game or substitution errors. So, you know, for me, it's just, you know, getting the ball to my guys, allowing those guys to make plays, and those guys having awareness of the clocks and understanding the situation. So, whether it was to Charles or Diggs or Rudy, all those guys did what we wanted them to do. They executed on those plays, and it resulted in a touchdown. You know, like I said, I understand it was a two-minute situation. And, you know, when you're in a two-minute situation, you don't want to take those sacks. So, but like I said, we had timeouts. So even though we took the sack, we had a timeout, had time on our side. And it allowed us to continue to be aggressive and, you know, push the ball down the field. And the offensive line did a great job, you know, finishing that drive and, you know, resulted in a touchdown. You know, we still have practice this week, and there's always room for improvement. So we're going to take advantage of this time, you know, these next 4 days, and then we have the week to train and practice for the Tennessee Titans. So we're going to continue to prepare, and, you know, the preparation doesn't stop until the ball is kicked off September 11th.
Did you actually see Kyle's touchdown?
Yeah, I saw it. I just anticipated the throw. I saw the linebacker coming from the weak side, and I just – you know, Kyle's a big target. He makes it easy for a quarterback to be able to throw the ball across the middle of the field. And he went up there and made a great play and finished it with a touchdown. Yeah, definitely. You know, every time I come down here, I notice something different. And it just stands out. But, you know, this facility is unbelievable. I was on the sideline just, you know, looking around. And I noticed so many different things. And, you know, the biggest takeaway I noticed was the fans right behind us on the sideline. And, you know, it's great. You know, you get to interact with the fans. And, you know, I love it.
Can you only imagine this is a preseason game? What's going to be like in here
for the practice? Right. Yeah. And that's why I said I can't imagine what it's going to be like on that Sunday night against Green Bay. You know, it was packed today. But I just know it'll probably be standing room only come Green Bay game.
Teddy, where are you?
Well, you know, when you have a guy like Adrian Peterson who you're handing the ball off to in practice and he's making moves, you know, you take notes. And so then, you know, when you get an opportunity, you go out there and, hey, I'm going to be like Adrian Peterson right here and try to make this guy miss. But, you know, I had a mindset and mentality that, you know, you can't make everyone miss, but I wasn't going to let that guy bring me down. Just sometimes plays break down and, you know, I feel like I have the ability to keep plays alive and, you know, that was one of the plays. Man, it's amazing, and you definitely get that outdoor feel. For instance, today the sun was shining through the ceiling, and it just felt like outside, you know. And you know, it's a good feel. You get to work up a good sweat, and you know, it's just a great atmosphere. For one, if I just hit the throw to CJ. I think this will be a different conversation. But, you know, we just have to finish drives. You know, field goals won't always win games. And it was a great job by Blair finishing the drives for us. But, you know, we understand that touchdowns put teams away. And especially opening drive, you go down and get points. You set the tempo of the game, and then you go down and score a touchdown after a Harrison Smith interception. You know, now you just take all the momentum, and now you just continue to put your foot on the gas. So just have to continue to work, get better in that area. And like I said, we still have room for improvement. So we want to use this week of practice to get better in that field. And come September 11th, we want to make sure that we're executing. Not at all, because, you know, we have plays that we work on in practice and plays that are designed for us to have success. So just have to continue to just work in that area and get better.
You have to feel that 2-minute drive
was
about as efficient as
possible. Yeah, it was amazing being able to put a drive together like that right before the half. And, you know, we almost got the ball back again. So it was great. You know, you take momentum, you know, going into the half, and now your defense get to go out there and in the second half and, you know, maybe get a 3-and-out. Now you're back on the field. Then you just keep putting your foot on the gas.
You would then throw to Kyle right where you wanted to, or did you
get it? I put it right where I wanted to. and like I said, Kyle's a big target. He makes throwing the ball across the middle much easier. And, you know, he makes great plays for us. Definitely, definitely. And, you know, the biggest thing is you don't always get second chances. So we have to maximize every opportunity that we get. And, you know, Kyle, he was hard on himself once he came off the field. And you know, I just went over to him, gave him a thumbs up, and said, hey, man, we're going to come back to you. You're going to make a play for us. And he did just that. So, and we can't always rely on having a second chance. You know, we have to make sure we're maximizing and taking advantage of every opportunity.
You were doing a lot of cheering inside and then
Man, I was excited. And I'm excited when all those young guys are out there, you know, getting to compete. You know, you talk about Terrence Plummer going down there and making a big hit on a punt return, punt team. Then J-Ron catches another interception. The ball just seems to land in his hand always. And then you see McKenzie, he just went up there and made a play. But he has to be much smarter. You know, he can't afford to, you know, get penalized or anything like that. So, there are some good takeaways from today, but we also have to continue to get better.
Speaking of the young guys, you've got a cut to 75 guys. What can you say about the young guys on offense?
You know, it's a group that's, you know, eager to be great. You know, a group of guys who are trying to make a name for themselves in this league. And, you know, we're excited to have them.
So you're not a young guy anymore?
Well, I'm still a young guy. I still consider myself a young guy. But, you know, those guys are much younger than I am. I hope I did. hope I did by just going out there and competing also. You know, shoulders feel great. Had some fun out there playing with the guys, and I can't wait to get back out there.